Babe, are you in the bedroom? Oh, yeah. Sorry, baby. I had to finish work for that project, and then I found so many emails I needed to answer, and before I realized it, it got so late, and I lost track of time, and I am so sorry. I'm so sorry. I got home as soon as I realized what time it was, and I need to set alarms or something, because I just... Baby, what's wrong? Hold on. Hold on. Hey, what's been happening? Everything. I know I can be pretty good at problem solving, but I can't read your mind. Is it your work? The bills? Is it us? Come here so I can hold you. Yeah, you can sit your head on my chest. You can do anything you need to. And you can cry more if you need to. What do you mean? Why is that embarrassing? Babe, you have had a tough day. You know what? No, scratch that. You've had a tough month. You've been having a tough-ass year. And I have seen the pressure your work keeps placing on you. I've seen it, and I've seen you work harder, and I've seen you... I am seeing you kind of crumbling under that pressure. I know you love your job as much as you hate it. And you told me last week about how you wish you could do your job well and still get to spend more time with me. You must feel helpless and tired of it. But it'll get better. You know that, right? It will get better. But before it does, you know, if you need to cry, then just let it out. What? It's not embarrassing. Shh. No. No, baby. No, it's not. Why would you be embarrassed? No one is here except you and me. And no one needs to know how you deal with bad times. No one ever needs to know that any of us cries. Newsflash. We cry when we can't deal with the bullshit of the world. What? Me? What about me? I don't care. No. Not like that. That sounded wrong. I care that you're in pain. I care that you struggle and that you're having a hard time. I would do anything to make your life easier and to make you happier. And I am trying to do all the things that I can. And you've been amazing in telling me what exactly it is I can do to help make you feel better. But you know, we're not invincible, you know, we're humans and we rely on each other, and that's why you're my person and I'm your person. And as someone who means something to you, I really need you to understand that I don't care when you cry, when it all gets too much. I don't care that you're an emotional person. And if anything, I love that about you. I love that you show how you feel. Cause that's healthy. It shows to me that you're someone who's not afraid to accept their feelings and their emotions. And you're someone with that emotional complexity. You know, I would rather see those emotions and smiling and laughing, but this is important too. And it's important that you care enough that you need that release. I'm doing a bad job of this. I'm sorry. I know what I want to say, but I just can't find the words that make sense in my head. I'm probably making things worse. I'm sorry. What was that for? Thank you, baby. I'm trying to help. You're not supposed to be the one helping me out. I'm just tired. My brain is starting to log out for the day. I hope I have a good reputation at the whole reassurance thing. So, if you could just give me a pass this time around. Yeah. I guess we are both a mess right now. What I've been trying to say in the worst wording possible is I don't want to be with a man who has no emotions. I don't want to share my bed with a robot. And I want you to cry if you need to laugh if you need to rant and rage about your horrible workday, your incredible workday. Anything that helps you, I'm here for you. I don't want you to pent it up. I don't want to believe that everything is fine when it really isn't. I know you think as a man you have to be brave and resilient with a stiff upper lip. Boys don't cry, so why should men? Listen, babe, it's complete and utter bullshit, and I won't ever stand for that sort of view. Boys cry, and girls cry, and women cry, so why shouldn't men cry? Men cry. So should you. In the end, we're all human. I'm human, you're human, and by nature of our humanness, you know, we hurt, and we try, and we succeed. And you know what? We fail. We fail all the time. But what makes you special and what makes you an incredible person to me is that you are also brave. You asked me out after all. And unless you have something to tell me, you somehow live with me. But you can tell me anything, good and bad. You're no less of a man just by having some tears fall from those gorgeous, gorgeous eyes. I want you as you are. Even if there are tears in your eyes from another horrible day at work, I want you. Not a man who won't tell me what's wrong or let on that anything is getting to them. I'm just as vulnerable. You're just as vulnerable. And it makes me love you even more that you're willing to show me that vulnerability. I never want you to keep it from me if you feel low or if you've had enough of your job, you know? Yes, I know I've been busy too, but you are far more important to me. We'll both have tough days, but the highlight of those days is when we get to hear. our home, our bed. Being able to put my head on your pillow if I get here a little earlier than you, and being able to smell your scent in the sheets. And we can share our bad days if we want, or we can just shut the door and enjoy our night without any mention of work or bills or housework or chores, God forbid. So how about you clean yourself up, wipe those tears from your eyes, and I'll go find something for us to watch. And we can just sit and eat pizza and pig out and just forget about today or this week or this month or whatever. Because tomorrow is a new day. And it's the same you and it's the same me fighting the same battle. But we get over those, you know? We get over them and we grow. And we love fiercer. And we fight more valiantly. And we can just keep tripping, you know? Because that's just the side effect of life. We will keep tripping over ourselves, but we pick each other up. We pick each other up and we eat pizza. Pizza helps everything, and we keep moving on with it. So you do want pizza? Okay. Just as well, I phoned in an order on the way home. Nothing wrong with me looking out for a man. It doesn't make you any less of a man. It just makes us, I don't know, equal.